Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Mishnevav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet to find receive a call going B'karav Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us, Amr Rav Yehuda says, Shal Rabbi Shmuel Aser Rabbi Yeshua, K'shayim Halchen Badarech. Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua the following question when they were walking along the way. Amr Loi, Rabbi Shmuel asked him, V'pnei Ma Aser Gvina Sa'avdi K'chavim, why is it they asered eating cheese that came from an idol worshiper? Everyone agrees that this cheese is Aser. But why? So Amr Loi told him, V'pnei Shah Midim Aser B'kevishal Nevela. That's because they're mamed it. They curdle the cheese in the stomach of a nevela. The way that we get milk to curdle into cheese is by putting some sort of enzyme in it, and that enzyme is found naturally in the stomach of animals. Now, in regards to the milk, we don't have to be worried because only kosher milk is able to be turned into cheese. So it's not like the milk is problematic. It's this enzyme, and the whole issue is that we're afraid that the non-Jew took this milk and put it inside the stomach of a non-kosher animal or of a nevela. It could be a cow that wasn't shechted properly, and that's why it's aser. We know that the stomach that comes from a carbon oila is obviously much more chamor than the stomach that comes from just a regular dead animal that wasn't shechted properly. Chamim say that kain shedaita yafa, a kain who's not really so picky, he doesn't worry about things that might be gross, sarfa chaya, he can actually suck the juice out of this keva as long as it's raw. That's what chaya means, it's not cooked. But they didn't agree to him. But they did say he's not allowed to benefit from it, but if he did, he's not over me'ila. And so we see that according to everybody, if a kain ended up sucking the juice out of this raw stomach of a carbon oila, he's not over me'ila, which means he's not over an eser. So then for sure, cheese that was made inside the stomach of an avela shouldn't be problematic. So Chazra Amarlai, Rabbi Shua responds to Rabbi Shmuel again with a different reason. The reason why you're not allowed to have cheese from a non-Jew is because they put it into the stomach of a calf that was used to serve by the Zara, and that's why the cheese is aser. So Amarlai, he asked him, if that's so, so why didn't they aser ba'ana as well? Don't just say that it's aser to eat, which is mashma that you're allowed to sell it or give it to your animal. It should be aser ba'ana also, because we know that anything that was used to serve avodah zarah is also aser ba'ana. Now, Rabbi Shmuel did not want to answer this, so he sealed a davar acher. He distracted him and moved the conversation to something else. Amar lo, he asked him, Yishmael achi, Yishmael my brother, hecha takayre, how do you read the pasuk in Shir Hashirim? Do you say, ki toivim daidecha miyayin, or ki toivim daidayich? Daidecha is a lashon zachar, that's the male form of the word, whereas daidayich is the female version. Amrullah, he told him, ki toivim daidayich, which is the female version. Amrullah, he told him, no, ain't a davar kain, that's not correct. Sharei chaverim lamed olav. The next pasuk teaches us how to read it properly. It says, l'reach shmonecha toivim, and doesn't say shmonayich, it says shmonecha, which is male, and therefore it's ki toivim daidecha, not daidayich. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, ilu dvarim shalav dichav masurin, ve'ein isurin isra'ana, following things from an idol worshiper, they're usher, but not usher ba'ana, which means they're only usher to eat. Chalav shechalav ha'adikham ve'en yisor re'eyu, milk that was milked by a non-Jew and a yid did not see him. This is what we call chalav stam or chalav akum. That's because we're afraid he mixed some non-kosher milk into it. This is why we're makban on chalav Yisrael. V'ha'pas and bread, v'ha'shemen shalahen and their oil. The reason for pas and shemen is because of chasnus. We're afraid that if a yid ends up eating bread that was baked by a non-Jew or oil from him, that he's going to end up becoming friends with him and one thing might lead to another, and before you know it, the yid and the non-Jew's children are going to marry each other, which is obviously terrible. So no eating bread or oil from them. However, Rabbi Beis Dinoi, Hitir by Shemen, Rabbi and his Beis Din, made them matered eating oil from a non-Jew. On to the next thing, Ushlakais, cooked vegetables. This is also for the same reason, because of chasnos. We're afraid that if a person ends up eating cooked vegetables or cooked dishes from a non-Jew, it's going to build this friendship that's going to lead to them getting married to each other. Ukvashim and pickled things like vegetables or fish. And the reason for this is Shedarkin losses L'Seichon Yain V'Chaymetz, because it's the norm to put wine or vinegar inside. We know wine and vinegar from a non-Jew is usser, and therefore any sort of pickled vegetables they're going to have this thing inside is usser. Vitar is trufa, ground fish. That's because some non-kosher fish might have gotten mixed up in it. Vitzir she'ein badaga kilbis she'tetezbay, and brine from fish that doesn't have this little mini fish called kilbis floating around in it. Evidently there's some sort of little mini fish called a kilbis that swims around in brine from pickled fish. That's only in kosher fish brine, not in non-kosher fish brine. Therefore, if the tzir, if the brine doesn't have this little fish floating around in it, you can't have it from a non-Jew. Vechilak, this is actually a type of fish that's kosher, but when it's small, it doesn't have fins and scales, and therefore you can't have it from a non-Jew because we're afraid that some non-kosher fish got mixed up in it. Vekairet shel chiltis, a small piece of chiltis, which is a very sharp herb, and we're afraid that it was cut by a non-kosher knife from this non-Jew, and since it's sharp, it absorbs some of the flavor of the knife, and the knife is not kosher, so you can't have this very sharp herb either. Umel salkontis, and this type of salt, which is a very fancy, expensive salt. They used to put non-kosher fats on it. Therefore, you have to suspect for this. Hare elu asurin, all these are usur, but v'ein isurin isra'ana, they're not usur bana, because it has nothing to do with avodah zarah. We're just afraid that there's something non-kosher here, and therefore, one is not allowed to eat it, but he could still benefit. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.